we're holding these demonstrations in Tampa and Sarasota and around the country to stand in solidarity with the Maduro government in Venezuela and the Venezuelan people and the Bolivarian Revolution, which has been a process of democracy and socialism building that's taken place in Venezuela and the region over the last 20 years. We're going to be out there raising awareness that the United States is currently trying to overthrow a democratically elected government, and that it's doing this not for human rights or anything like that, but in order to establish its power in Latin America, as it has been trying to do in regions around the world, in order to dominate resources and markets. And this doesn't have anything to do with human rights. This is about capitalism and profits and imperialism.
You say you're showing solidarity with President Maduro's government, but surely most observers would say that the economy in Venezuela is really hurting and that there's a dire economic situation going on in Venezuela.
Yes, the economic situation in Venezuela is very serious. So right now they're going through hyperinflation. Really what's brought this about is the drop in oil prices over the last few years. And Venezuela is an economy that's heavily dependent on oil because of its historical underdevelopment by the United States and Europe. So when the oil prices fell, and the economy's been reliant on oil since even before the Bolivarian Revolution, when the oil prices dropped, that sent the economy into a tailspin. The United States and its capitalist sort of lackeys in Venezuela have also been making the situation much worse through economic sanctions, unilateral economic sanctions, which are illegal under international law and have been doing a lot of damage and a lot of harm to the people of Venezuela by not allowing them to access basic goods. And also there's been an economic warfare by the private sector in Venezuela, such as hoarding of commodities in order to disturb the markets and to enlarge the black markets. The situation is very serious in Venezuela, but the reason isn't socialism or even the Maduro government's economic policies, and they haven't been perfect. There's been certainly mistakes made and criticisms that could be made of the government, but overwhelmingly the cause of the financial crisis is the U.S. economic sanctions, private sector warfare, and economic warfare, and the plummeting oil prices.
On Wednesday, the opposition leader Juan Guaido essentially declared himself the interim president, and he's been kind of egged on by a lot of politicians in the U.S., especially a lot of politicians in Florida, led maybe by Senator Marco Rubio, and even Senator Rick Scott has gotten involved. He called Nicolas Maduro a terrorist on Wednesday. What's your response to why Rick Scott would call Maduro a terrorist?
So you have all these right-wing politicians in Florida and in the U.S. basically saying that the government is illegitimate and saying that Maduro is a terrorist. And these are all just ways to spread lies in order to overthrow yet another democratically elected government. The U.S. has been doing this for a long time. They overthrew the Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953, the Guatemalan President Jacobo Arbenz in 1954, the Chilean president, Salvador Allende, in 1973. So this is part of this long-standing trend. The idea that Maduro is a terrorist is absurd. He was democratically elected with 67% of the vote, so he won by a landslide in elections that were internationally observed and verified as free and fair in an electoral system that is known as one of the best in the world, one of the most fraud-proof and fair. It's really astounding because the truth is that the right-wing opposition, Guaido, and his party, which is a right-wing party, is trying to overthrow the government by means of violence and by means of terrorism. There was a terrorist attack on Maduro's life just a couple months ago, where a drone was sent and blew up above him at a speech. So, the Venezuelan opposition, those are the true terrorists. They're these right-wing terrorists who have literally burned people, Afro-Venezuelans, alive in the streets and have used all sorts of violent terroristic means to overthrow the democracy, such as one opposition member who hijacked a helicopter and dropped grenades on the Venezuelan Supreme Court. Imagine like what would be said about a person who did that in the United States. So it's just another example of right-wingers sticking with right-wingers and distorting the truth.
Your groups have two different demonstrations coming up, one in Tampa, one in Sarasota. Why don't you give us the details?
We're going to be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Sam M. Gibbons Courthouse in Tampa, where we'll be rallying with signs and chants and raising awareness. And we'll be out in Sarasota on Monday at 5:30 to 7 at the Marina Jack statue, where we'll be doing the same thing. And we'd love to have everybody come out and support the Bolivarian Revolution and show solidarity with the people of Venezuela as they stand up for their sovereignty and democracy.